Yeah, the Rajba is in the third chelik of his Shailos and Shuvas, Shin Sadi Gimel. He says that there was a community that asked him. They wanted to make certain decisions based on Edom Nemanim, okay, and to make certain, you know, Knossos, or they don't always have two Edom, you know, cases like that. So they want to know, can they do it? He says, let me tell you. He says, you should definitely do what your eyes see, and this will keep the world in existence. Because if you're mamidim hakol, al hadinim hakitzuvim batorah, ushalo le'enosh, la'anosh, Ela kamosha ne'ensha ha'torah b'chavala su'chiyotza b'zeh, nimsa ha'olam chorev, sha'ayinu tzrichem edem v'asra, u'kamosha amru zichronim levracha, lo charva yushalayim, ela she'emidu divreyam al din Torah, v'lo asu lifnim mishuras adin. Amazing explanation of that Gemara. So the Gemara says that Yerushalayim was destroyed. Why? Because they were maimed their words on the Din Torah. They didn't do Lefnim Meshuras Adin. How does the most people don't explain it this way. How does the Rajba understand Shalo Asu Lefnim Meshuras Adin? Meaning they didn't look what the real objectives of the Torah are. And they just simply did everything according to what's black and white. You know, the particular halachas. So they'll say, well, look, it doesn't say in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, that we could do anything in this case. There are no two Edim, there was no Hasra, there was no this, there was no that. You know, they'll be maimited on the exact Din Torah. And what will the result will be? There'll be a complete destruction of the whole society. The whole Torah will be destroyed. And he goes on and on about it. I'm not going to read you the whole thing. Look it up yourselves. And then he says at the end, he brings riots that at time the Gemara they definitely did things properly, shalo k'din Torah. And he says mikol makom habrurim tzrichim l'siyashev b'dvorim v'lasos maaseim achar hamlocha v'lios kavanasim b'chol eis l'shamayim. Yeah, they have to do everything, of course, with careful decision making. You know, really think about it a lot, reflect. And of course, that they have no personal motives. It's the Shem Shemayim. So how did I know about this? Oh, because I believe the case was that they came to Rav Al-Yashiv when he was still alive, and they told him these cases of, these different Rebbeim and things that were doing certain acts of molesting kids. But they weren't really, let's say, really having, Bia, well, really doing that was outwardly usher. They were doing certain things, but you can't find the halach against it. So they said to Rav Yashav, oh, you see, we can't do anything to them. We shouldn't report them. We shouldn't do this. We shouldn't do that, because it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. And Rav Yashav responded, he says, you don't know this Rajba then. That you'll destroy everything, because Shemida Devrayim al Din Torah, and that's exactly why there was Chorban Yerushalayim. So it's amazing, amazing Rajba to know. Really amazing Rajba. So look it up. I'm just saying just goes to show you. You cannot, sometimes when it comes to really these kind of matters, you can't start saying, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? You'll say, what's the halacha? And meanwhile, you'll be destroying, generations of kids. You'll destroy the yeshiva system, It doesn't have to only be, of course, in sexual matters. The Rajba gives cases in Dinei Mamonos, and then in cases by Shabbos, right? The Chachamim killed somebody. They killed somebody that rode on a sus b'Shabbos, which is an issur d'Rabbanan. But it was during the time of the Yevanim, the whole assimilation and all the things that were going on, and they held that required a certain kind of response. You can't be maimed the Torah, al din Torah then. If you want the Torah to exist, you have to really look into and understand what its objectives are, what's important, and to act accordingly. Of course, it has to be the right people to do that, like the Rashba says. You know, people who really know halacha, who really know the philosophy of the Torah, really are l'shem shemayim and make those decisions. But nevertheless, those decisions have to be made. Amazing Rashba. It's amazing. It's amazing pshat on the Gemara. Nobody, you don't usually think that's what the Gemara means. Lifnim mishuras adin. You usually think it means like to be machmir. You know, it has nothing to do with that. It's a whole approach. It's a Weltanschauung on the Torah. That's what lifnim mishuras adin means. Amazing, amazing Rashba. So anyhow, thought I'd share that. Okay. Yeah, okay, David's asking, don't they violate Vaftlerecha Kamocha? Yeah, but that's not what these guys are asking. They're saying, what should we do? Do we report him to the authorities? Should we punish him? Should we do this? Vaftlerecha Kamocha is not going to result in, you know, Vaftlerecha Kamocha. I mean, so you're going to start punishing every guy who doesn't visit somebody in the hospital? You know? Guy doesn't pay a shiva call, you're going to punish him too? But the answer is, that's exactly the point. You can't go by these, technicalities. This is something that's so horrific, and it doesn't always have to be that there's let's say cases. I mean, I think that's what they came to. I think it was cases where there was really this kind of molesting, whether psychological or physical, but even physical, it didn't involve any, B.O. or something like that, or, it had other kinds of, there are other ways to do it. I mean, a lot of the cases they mentioned, recently, sadly, what happened in YU in the late 60s, early 70s, and maybe beyond a little bit. I mean, again, these weren't cases where these rebbeim, were homosexuals, let's say. They didn't violate Mishkav Zachar. Okay, so what do you do now? What do they do so terrible? That's how they talk about it, meaning from a technical standpoint. Okay, they're over an Isser Hiror. Okay, you're going to punish every guy who's over an Isser Hiror? But the answer is, the crime is really so horrific from the standpoint of what the Torah is looking for. What it expects from Rebbeim and Talmidim, I mean, the whole atmosphere of, it's destruction. And the same thing, you could have in Dine Mominus, you could have, find, let's say, people are cheating in a certain way, and there's no way to ever convict them based on the strict rules of the Torah, which is obviously happening here with these cases in this community. And he told them, "Hakol afishemai shiyirulahem v'zem akayim aolam." If you do it otherwise, you're going to destroy everything. Yeah, very, very, very powerful, very important to Rashba. Yeah. By the way, it's interesting. Tosus on the Daf says, Lo Charvi Yerushalayim. He says, the Gemara says it was because of Sinas Chinam. So he says, Zev Zeh Garam. I was wondering. I'm not going to say anything, but I was wondering if Tosus means that they're two separate causes, or there's really, there's an underlying commonality between them. Not sure. But anyhow, could be it's not an underlying, could be. But, yep, that's the Rashba's idea in the Gemara. Yeah. In that Gemara. Yeah.